It's A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Jeremy Werner with Mike Carpenter.
What
filling
a tune
in for
you picked. Yeah, I love this
feeling
song.
Feeling good because Cardinals Brewers live from St. Louis. Loud and clear here, 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch on the new home of Cardinals baseball, 93.5. 95.3, the new Connect FM. And the cool part about being the new home of Cardinals baseball is we talk with all the Cardinals broadcasters. You know, Mike Claiborne, we've had John Rooney on, and one of our favorites, he breaks it down, especially the pitching matchups like none other, is Kevin Wheeler. And Kevin, this is what August, September baseball is all about. Cardinals, Brewers in this NL Central division race.
There's no question about that. And pardon the noise, man. I'm standing next to a highway as I'm walking into the press entrance at Busch Stadium. But
no problem.
You don't get any better than this, man. I mean, you've got 9 games head-to-head between these two. You got 2 teams that don't like each other very much. And obviously, these games mean a lot. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I can't think of a place you'd rather be if you're a baseball fan than at Busch Stadium for these next 3 nights.
And isn't that a big thing, though? These next 9 games against the Brewers, 6 of them are at home for the St. Louis Cardinals because the Brewers really struggle on the road.
Yeah, they did. You know, I know a couple of folks have pointed out that they've been better on the road recently, but they were better against, like, the Astros, you know. It's not like they all of a sudden got better against the top teams out there, so I'm not sure I'm buying that trend just yet, but it's at least worth noting that they've been a little better lately, but I'm not sure how important that is.
Now, while Milwaukee has struggled on the road, I'm seeing the Cardinals since June 1st have been a 500 team at home, which is a little bit disconcerting as they're going down the stretch. Out of these 3 pitchers who have had more success at Busch Stadium than Miller Park that the Cardinals are throwing out, which one between Edwin Jackson, Jake Westbrook, and Chris Carpenter do you think it's most crucial that they step up in this series?
Oh, I think probably Edwin today, mostly because I think you generally know what you're going to get out of Carpenter. I mean, he's had a few here and there where, you know, it's not exactly what he would expect, but for the most part, he is what he is. I'd say Edwin's probably the guy that's got the most approved, but that's only because of what happened last week. You know, I mean, he's obviously tremendously talented, but he got beat up a good bit by the Brewers in Milwaukee, so it'd be a nice test to see what happens there.
Talking with Kevin Wheeler, he does pregame and postgame for the St. Louis Cardinals on the broadcast here. You can listen to it on Connect FM. Also does sports on KMOX. And Kevin, I mean, simple question. Are the Cardinals better than the Brewers?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I guess if you're going to go as common sense as you can go and go by the record, you have to say no, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one team's 3 games ahead of the other. I think the sum of the parts might be a little bit better when you add up just the parts, not necessarily the performance so far. Because, and look, the Brewers have had some problems, don't get me wrong. They're not, you know, they haven't been perfectly healthy all year, but, you know, Ricky Weeks just went out 10, 11 games ago. Cardinals have been without Adam Wainwright all year. You had Holiday miss time, you've had Albert missed a big chunk of time. I mean, they've had more, I think, adversity to deal with when it comes to guys coming in. The lineup, David Freese, has gone in and out a couple of times. One not too bad, this last one not too bad. The first one has, what, 50 games that he missed. So I think the rosters as they stand now, I think, favor the Cardinals. But that's not what you get judged by, so I guess we'll just have to let it play out.
Yeah, and I guess you look at objectively, you look at the numbers. You know, the record obviously speaks for itself, but I know the run differential favors the Cardinals, and then you look at intangibles with the World Series experience, the playoff experience that the Cardinals have, and then just having the manager, Tony La Russa, against a rookie manager like Renicki. I guess it's hard to pick which team you think is going to end up winning this thing.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's the tough part. The prediction is the difficult part. I think what's fairly simple is looking at the 2 teams and saying which one has the better pieces. I mean, if you look at the lineups, you know, the Brewers have Braun and Fielder, who are as good as anybody. Well, the Cardinals have Pujols and Holiday and Lance Berkman, who are as good as anybody. And, you know, I think when David Freese is in there and he extends that lineup a little bit, and now you've got Furcal playing shortstop and batting leadoff, I think right now the better roster belongs to the Cards. But, you know, I mean, there are a lot of teams that have been the better team on paper and the better team on scouting reports that don't finish first, so we'll have to get up to try to be patient, but it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, the Chicago White Sox, perfect example of that.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of examples of that around Major League Baseball. I mean, you know, I think if you take a look around, you know, the National League, I think you can pick, I mean, look at the Cincinnati Reds as an example.
Yeah.
You know, if you go by scouting reports alone and you go by just the players' names alone, they're a heck of a lot better than where they are in the standings, but obviously those things don't make all the difference.
Well, you also got Dusty Baker in that equation, too. No offense to him, but
yeah, and no pitching either. But, I mean, that's, you know, but yeah. The pitching before the year, you wouldn't have thought would be as bad as it was. I mean,
exactly, yeah.
No, and I think that's kind of the point that, yeah, you can be one thing in a report. You can be one thing when it comes to your velocity and your bat speed and all that, and it can be a completely other thing at the time when it comes to putting it all together as a team and not just in an individual level.
Now, Kevin, Jeremy had mentioned the rookie manager of the Brewers and the experience that La Russa has, and I think it'd be safe to say that Cardinal fans are somewhat split on support of Tony La Russa. If the Cardinals miss the playoffs this season, is he in any danger, despite the injuries they've had this year? Is his job in limbo in any way, shape, or form?
No.
No.
Absolutely. I can't see any chance. I mean, the only way his job is in danger is if he wants to leave.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, it's going to be his call. Bill DeWitt has said that a number of times, that, you know, Tony has proven enough over the years that, you know, nothing's going to change that in a short amount of time. And nothing has changed it this year. I mean, again, you go back to what they've had to deal with these last couple of years with key guys going down. And all those things that I just listed, you know, Adam Wainwright being down, Ryan Franklin blowing up as the closer, Pujols missing time, Freeze missing a big chunk of time, Holiday missing time, a couple of different points of the year, all the things that have gone wrong, and yet you're three games out of first place. I think if you go back to, you know, let's say the beginning of March and predict, hey, here's all the things that are going to go wrong this year, where's this team going to be? I think most people would have said fourth place, maybe even worse.
We're talking with Kevin Wheeler from KMOX, also the Cardinals broadcast crew. No one breaks the Cardinals down like him. And Kevin, heated last week between these two teams, the pitching up and in on Pujols, and of course the hit by pitch followed by Braun. Expect any of this heatedness to kind of carry over into this week?
I don't expect it to, because the games are too important, but it won't take much to bring it back. You know what I mean? I think, you know, if Albert gets knocked down or Matt Holiday gets knocked down, I think that could spark things. But, you know, these two teams now, you know, you're looking at the standings here. If I'm the Brewers, the last thing I need to do is take a chance of getting any of my guys suspended by starting any crazy stuff, because I got a three-game lead and I don't want to mess that up. And I'd have to look at it the same way from the Cardinals. I mean, you know, we're trailing three games. We can't afford to have guys sitting on the sidelines. We're already missing Yadier Molina for tonight. And, you know, I think that the stakes are too high to continue getting, you know, with the beanballs back and forth. I mean, it could heat up. There could be some discussions, and, you know, if somebody on the Cardinal side gets one high and tight, I guarantee you there's going to be some words, but I don't know if it's going to be followed with actions at this point, especially, too, guys, that now everybody's watching. Mm-hmm. You know, last week everybody was watching because you knew it was a big series, but now Major League Baseball's paying attention because of what happened last year, and I kind of believe the umpires will send a message like they did last week and say, guys, just play ball.
And Kevin, it was amazing. I think we were sitting there earlier in the season thinking, where is this Milwaukee pitching staff? Why haven't they been good? And that's why Milwaukee was back. I think it's what, the last 25 games or something like that, they have a 2.5 ERA for their starting rotation. Zach Greinke, Sean Markham, Chris Narveson, Randy Wolf, and Giovanni Gallardo. Have you watched them, and what's been clicking for these guys lately?
Well, I mean, everything is, really. It's amazing. You know, they lose a guy like Ricky Weeks, and they end up winning 11 out of 12 games since one of their key guys goes down. And a lot of it has been pitching. You had a couple other guys in the lineup step forward. Yunesky Betancourt and Casey McGee, we both saw them start their hot streak last week against the Cardinals. They've continued some of that. But, you know, they have good pitchers. I mean, Giovanni Gallardo, we've been watching develop over the last few years, is very talented and has got some experience under his belt now. You know, Zach Greinke's pitching like Zach Greinke over the last 6 weeks. You know, the first part of the year he didn't. He pitched like a guy that was imitating Zach Greinke, but he looks more like his old self now. Sean Markham's been one of the most underrated pitchers in baseball for the last few years because he's been up in Toronto where nobody pays attention. But he's doing exactly what he's done for the last 3 or 4 years when he's been healthy. And, you know, even Randy Wolf is a guy that you can't discount. I mean, no. he's a good pitcher, and he's been a good pitcher for a long time. I think it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. It's just, you know, I think a matter of a lot of guys coming together at once. And I think that's what the Cardinals are hoping is going to happen with their guys. You get a lot of guys coming together at once, and that's when you go on a streak.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, Kevin, I mean, this is a huge series. Even the players and coaches have said it, which we know sometimes they won't admit. But three-game sweep for either team, and this could be a tie. This could be a tie to the top of the division, or it could be a six-game lead for the Milwaukee Brewers. What are you kind of expecting out of this series?
Well, I expect the Cardinals to take two out of three. I would be surprised if either side swept, and I would be mildly surprised if the Brewers won the series, only because you throw in the combination of the fact that they haven't played that well at home, and then they have less to lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the simplest way of looking at it. They have less to lose. Even if they get swept, they're in a first-place tie with 44 games left. You know, if the Cardinals get swept, you're six games out with 44 games left. I mean, that, you know, that's a little bit higher sense of urgency. So I would expect the Cards to come out and take at least two of three. I would be surprised, though, if they swept. I mean, this is not an easy team to sweep, whether you're playing at home or on the road.
Wrapping up with Kevin Wheeler from KMOX. Last question I got for you, Kevin. It's a two-team race now. You talked about the Reds just falling out of this thing. The Pirates went back to being the Pittsburgh Pirates. But also the wild card coming into the picture for the Cardinals, four games out of that. They kind of got that in their back pocket, even if the Brewers keep winning like they have been.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to count on that. Exactly. I mean, I know the Braves have some problems, and they may end up, you know, falling back into the pack for the wild card. I mean, they've just lost Jair Jurgens to the disabled list, and Chipper Jones is not right, and they got a couple other guys hurt too. So there may be an opportunity to pull something off there. But I'd still rather stick with the closer one. And the one that you have the head-to-head battles with, I mean, you've got nine games against the Brewers. Yep. You've got every opportunity to make up that ground. You've got essentially the same schedule remaining that they do. Your best opportunity is there. And the wild card is one. I mean, you know, the Braves could slip a little bit, but I would not focus on that. That would be more of a secondary thing. If it happens, it happens, but I want to win the division.
Key for this series for the Cardinals, Kevin?
Starting pitchers.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's cliche. I know I hate to be that simple about it, but that's what it comes down to. The starting pitchers have to be better than they were in Milwaukee last week, and if they are, they're going to win this series. And if they're not, I'm not saying they won't, but it's going to be a heck of a lot more difficult relying on the bats and relying on the bullpen. And the bullpen's been really good since the trade deadline. I just don't think you want to put too much pressure on them every single series.
That's Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the Cardinals broadcast crew. You can hear him on the pregame tonight at 6:20. He's live at the ballpark now. He'll be there for a while. Thanks, Kevin. Always appreciate it.
You got it, fellas. Be good. Enjoy the game tonight.
Well, yeah,
thanks,
we
Kevin.
Will. That's Kevin Wheeler from KMOX. Good stuff. And he thinks two out of three. He thinks Cardinals are going to take two out of three. I like the Cardinals in this series. I know the Brewers are streaking right now, but I just don't have faith that Casey McGee is still going to be the three-home-run guy that he was last series. And, you know, the bullpen's rested a little bit going into this series after that sweep as well for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, like we kind of said, it's much more pressure on the Cardinals, but on the other side, the lack of pressure on the Brewers may not serve them well. Mm-hmm. The lack of urgency, because they are the ones with three games of an advantage already. The thing is, really, the Brewers, even going in, just say, as long as we don't get swept, we're okay. We're still two games ahead as long as we don't get swept. And I don't think they will. I actually like the Brewers in this series. Mm. I don't think this streak is, I think it's legit. And I think this team is peaking at the right time. And I kind of think they have the opportunity to run away with this division if the Cardinals aren't careful. So as far as do or die goes, this is do or die for the Cardinals, because if they don't make a statement now, I see the Brewers really establishing space between themselves and St. Louis.
And Tay is on vacation. For
yep.
this series, Tay is
for
on vacation.
Series,
he can't talk
series.
About it. Yeah, he actually, I was texting with him today. He said I might call in today. And I said, that
really?
Would be sad. If you're in Florida on the beach and you call into this show.
When I'm on vacation, I'm not going to
I am on vacation.
In.
I did not call you guys on my honeymoon.
No.
That is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a beer in my hand at the pool. Not even.
Can he just hang with his family a little bit?
Maybe
he gets breakfast with them, but that might be it.
I don't think it's that he doesn't want to hang out with them. I think it's
they want a little bit of Taylor's time.
They want a little time away from him. That's all.
Fair enough.
We're gonna
it is vacation. It's for relaxing.
Cardinals fans, how are you feeling going into this series? Kevin Wheeler said two out of three. You think the Cardinals can do that? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. We're going to come back with a Werner wrap, and I also want to talk a little bit about this. I asked a simple but kind of loaded question to Kevin. Are the Cardinals better than the Brewers? I want to hear your reaction to that. Are the Cardinals better than the Brewers? I think it's a loaded question. I'll tell you why next. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.